Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Glory Road Television Show. I have an amazing word this week for you as we are preparing for the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar, the month of Tishri. It is getting ready to come up on September 22nd at sundown. And so we are fast approaching. We have about a week left to go. And this is an exciting time as God is getting our souls ready. He is building his house. He is the maker, he is the creator, and he is our builder. Those who rest in the Lord, who builds the house, or the laborers labor in vain. So we need to be ones that rest in the work that God is doing. So I'm excited because I've been sharing with you from Haggai chapter 1. I've been teaching you about the fact that God says, come up to your place of promotion. Come up and see. Come up to the mountain and see. And bring wood with you that I might build my house, that I might take pleasure in it and be glorified. So God is getting us ready for a release of the greater glory. It's going to be coming at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles on October 13th. Yes, there is a release of the greater glory of the Lord. But right now, as God is working on our souls, because this is a time in the month of Elul, as we're approaching Tishri, we are in a time of soul reckoning. That's right. God is dealing with our souls, and our souls are coming into that place of being built up, being strengthened. The reason God tells us to bring wood up to the mountain is because it means that he wants to fasten himself to us. Come on, don't you know that Jesus Christ died on a tree, right? He was the official sacrifice that was fastened to the wood in grace that we might be able to fulfill the kingdom purpose, the plan, the destiny that God has for us in the earth. And so when God says, come up to the mountain and see, he says, listen, look from this place of permission and bring me an offering. Come on, who's the ultimate offering? It's Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. He is the one who died on the cross for us, was buried and resurrected. And when he died on the tree, he was fastened with nails in his hands. This is an important time because as we approach the Hebrew year of 5786, we are coming into a year where we are remembering that God has positioned us to take dominion and to multiply. And so with that, we need to understand that Jesus was the necessary sacrifice that might redeem all things and bring us back to a place where we could now have completion, fulfillment, and dominion, just like Adam and Eve. The Hebrew year 5786 is going to be characterized by dominion and multiplication. Now, how do I know that? Because 80 is the Hebrew letter pei. It means the prophetic. It means the voice of God. And 6 is the Hebrew letter vav. It is in reference to being a connector, okay? Like a stick with a little hook on the end of it, all right? The Vav was seen in the temple holding the curtains up, all right? The Vav brings heaven to earth. The Vav connects numbers and letters. The name of God, Yahweh, is often broken down to the Hebrew letters Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, and the letters Hey in there. They are revelatory letters. They are talking about connecting creation and connecting the revelatory, all right? It also is a statement of the hands of grace nailed in grace, nailed. That Vav is like a nail. It nails the grace together. And so what did Jesus do? Jesus was nailed to the cross by the grace of God, carrying the grace of God, that we might be set free and repositioned in the grace of God to build our houses in faith that all things are complete and we have now moved into a position of corporate authority. Yes, you've been given corporate authority, which means this will be a year that God is going to advance the church in the number 6 in the Vav. It means that we are being positioned according to the sixth day on the in the book of Genesis, on the sixth day, Adam and Eve were created. Come on. And we're coming up on the Feast of Trumpets, which is the coronation of the king. Blow the trumpet in Zion. And on that sixth day, Adam and Eve were created, and they were created without sin in a beautiful garden designed to have dominion, to multiply, to increase, be fruitful, and to subdue what was in the garden. That was their instructions in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. So God, this year in 5786, is returning to the church a new level of authority that we might have dominion at new levels, at new heights. Why? Because last year, 5785, or we're currently in that for another week, that is a year of grace, double grace, right? And so we're coming up. How do we dominate anything? Only by the grace of God, only by grace through faith. And so when the word tells us this is the sixth year, 86, it is the voice of creation coming into proper position to dominate again, to have rulership again. Now, I want to talk to you about this. See, Jesus made a way as our high priest in the book of Hebrews. It says specifically that he was our high priest and that he was the one who went up into the Holy of Holies. And what did he do while he was up there? He put his blood on the mercy seat and he declared, "It is finished." He was our high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Okay. Now, listen, that's extremely important because he is in a new order. So he's the high priest of a new order, a heavenly order. And so he had access to the heavenly realms. And when he put his blood there on the mercy seat, and that day is the Day of Atonement. It starts on Wednesday, October 1st at sundown, and goes all the way through Thursday, October 2nd. It is the day that Jesus shifted the entire universe, and we entered into what is called the new eternal order of Melchizedek. So Jesus, by his own shed blood as our high priest who declares it's finished, means he took us back to the Garden of Eden. Now listen, this is incredibly powerful because I can tell you right now, Christians don't believe that. We don't, because everything we believe is through our eyes, and our eyes are bound to sin, death, and the grave. Jesus freed us from sin, death, and the grave. And the culmination of that is when he became the high priest and he went up into the Holy of Holies and he put his blood on the mercy seat. See, he passed through the veil that was hung by connectors, and he went into the heavenly place. And when he put his blood there and said, "It's finished," he said, "There's a new eternal order. There's a new eternal order that is now being made and declared in the earth." And that's us today. We're walking in that, those that believe. So this means as believers, we need to train ourselves in the new eternal order of Melchizedek. Now, it requires some training. You got to understand the book of Hebrews. But let me tell you something that's so powerful here about the hands of grace nailed in grace, Yud Heh Vav Heh, okay, or the name Yahweh with that Vav in there. All right, it means from Hebrews chapter 6 that it's spoken of our high priest. We have this hope. This hope is an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast. And we enter in to this place within the veil. What is that veil? That's the veil that separates the most holy place, or the Holy of Holies, from the holy place, okay? And we, Jesus is our forerunner. He entered as the high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. This is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Okay, so when Jesus entered in as our high priest, not as an earthly priest, but as the high priest of the heavenly realms, he entered in and he began the process of causing his people to enter into everlasting time. Everlasting time is made manifest in the earth realms when we believe that Jesus is the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, and he has returned to us. He has redeemed all things and taken us back to the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, there was no time, okay? because time represents death. There was no death. So therefore, there was no beginning and no end, right? So even though Adam and Eve were created on the sixth day, they were created by the spoken word of God in an everlasting realm. They did not enter into the earth realm until they were deceived into eating of the forbidden fruit. It is at that time that within the Garden of Eden, which was actually, yes, it was in the earth, but it was an everlasting place because it was is a place that there was no death. Then immediately death came in, all right? So God created the heavens, which were perfect, and then he created the earth, which was perfect, and he created Adam and Eve, which was perfect, made in his image. But when original sin came, then the separation between heaven and earth became greater. And in that, what we have is that time entered in and was factored in. When time came in, then we needed a redeemer, because time represents a beginning and an end. And so with the new eternal order of Melchizedek, what this means is we now enter as born again believers into everlasting time. Now, why is this important? This is very, very important because it means that all things are redeemed. It means that no matter how bad your days are, no matter how difficult things are, all things are redeemed. Now, I just want to tell you right now on the Hebrew calendar, this is vital because in the next 7 days, we're going to come into the Feast of Trumpets. Joel chapter 2, blow the trumpet in Zion. We need to have our hope in the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, our hope in Jesus as the anchor for our soul. And actually that word anchor, it actually means a crooked thing, okay? Like an arm, a curved arm, okay? It's not the word vav, okay? It's a different Hebrew word, but it is relative to the fact that Jesus is the anchor for our souls. He is our builder and our maker. He is our creator. He is properly positioning the church to take back the territory that the enemy has stolen. Why? Because Jesus already took it back. But we have to exercise what Jesus has already done. And so as we approach the seventh month on the religious calendar, the first month on the civil calendar, on September 22nd, the Feast of Trumpets, we are entering into a 10-day period of time where there will be continued repentance and the seeking of the Lord for the house that he is building, your house. Remember, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a soul and you have a spirit that lives within. All right. And your spirit is born again. It's brand new. And the Holy Spirit lives in this temple. And God is working on the soul of this temple. He's working on the body of this temple. He's trying to get things in order. Why? Because he does not want you to be taken by surprise. He does not want the enemy to snare you, but he wants you to be able to subdue the snakes that come into your life. He wants you to have authority over every enemy that tries to come into your garden. And this is going to be the year where we are going to dominate. We are going to snare, right? The enemy. We are going to subdue the enemy. He is not going to be doing that to us. We are getting ready to see huge dominational shifts with the people of God. The seven mountains of influence are about to be dominated at new levels. And who's going to the top? You are. Why? Because when Jesus took the keys from the enemy and he went up into the heavenly realms and he put his blood on the mercy seat, he declared, "It is finished." And when he did that, he gave us back the authority. We have the keys. And with those keys, we must operate in faith. We must declare, we must decree, we must properly position ourselves. We can turn a death order around right with our tongues. We have that much authority. We can turn our lives around in every way, shape, and form simply because Jesus already accomplished it. All we have to do is come into agreement with what Jesus has already done, and time automatically starts extending. Life becomes a priority. The resurrection and the ascension life become daily ways of living. This is what we're going to see happen in 5786. Now, on October 13th, according to the Hebrew calendar, is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. It is a very, very important day. It is a day in Haggai chapter 2 where we understand that the glory of the Lord is being released. Now, come on, I'm going to prophesy to you directly from the book of Haggai. I don't even have to be smart to do this. Come on, it's right here. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the Lord, this is what the Lord said. He said, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? In other words, the Lord is saying, listen, that latter house, that house you had yesterday, that house you had 5 minutes ago, that house that you had before you started going through your repentance period, it is considered to be a waste compared to the new house that God is building. And he tells Haggai to tell Zerubbabel and to tell Joshua, the high priest, and all the different people. And he says, listen, he says, I'm going to shake the heavens. I'm going to shake the earth. And he goes, and the sea and the dry land. I'm going to shake nations. And I'm going to fill this house with glory, says the Lord. Come on. Then he also talks about the silver. The silver's mine. The gold's mine. God's beginning to say, listen, when the glory comes, also the finances come too. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. We're coming up on that the seventh day on the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Tabernacles goes October 6th through the 13th. Very, very special time. It's a time where we remember that where the Israelites remember that when they left the bondage of Egypt and they were headed to the promised land, they lived in these tabernacles or these booths, okay? And, or they're called sukkots, okay? And they're weak structures and they're kind of flimsy on either side and they have branches that are on the top, and the people would sleep in them. They would live in them during the day. So during the Feast of Tabernacles in Israel and different parts of the world, where the Jewish people are, and even Christians today, we build sukkots. And what do? We sleep in them for a week. We have meals in them. We remember that in our vulnerability, in the vulnerability of our houses, or the vulnerability of our temple, the power and presence of God surrounds us and protects us in every way. We also remember that Jesus himself tabernacled amongst us, right? And how does Jesus tabernacle amongst us today? Well, he sent the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you. And so you are the tabernacle of the Most High Holy God. So listen, God had to make everything new before he filled it with his presence. This is why you got to have a new wineskin and not an old wineskin when you're going to get new wine. It's because the new wine is so strong and it's so heavy, you have to have a new inside to make that happen. So when we come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he gives us a brand new spirit. We were dead in our transgressions and now we become alive. We were a dead spirit in our first Adam, and now because of second Adam, Jesus, we now become alive and the Holy Spirit comes to rule and reign on the inside of us. Come on, change is being made today. All right, so for those of you who are listening and you're like, hey, Candace, I want to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. All you have to do is just say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and I have fallen short. I have fallen short of the glory of God, and I want to be saved, healed, and redeemed. And I believe that you sent your precious Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and shed his blood, to put his nails on a tree, on a cross, and have the nails go in his hands that he might die, that the nails of grace, the hands of grace nailed in grace, that Jesus might die and then resurrect and make everything new, even new in time, even new that he catapults us into a new eternal order of Melchizedek. So when Jesus died and shed his blood, he went up to the Holy of Holies and he declared it is finished when he put his blood on the mercy seat. And so we are these new creatures and the power of God is now living on the inside of us. And now what do we do with that? What we do with that now is we declare and decree, we become the voice of God to dominate, to subdue, to multiply, to increase. Now, the glory of the latter house is coming to those that are living in fullness. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Because at the end of the 7 days of Tabernacles, it's a time of joy. It's a time We also remember in the future when Jesus returns, it will be the wedding supper of the Lamb. All the nations will come together and there will be a great celebration. And the church, those that believe in Jesus, right? We're going to come in connection with the bridegroom himself. It's going to be a marriage supper time. And so this is very, very important. It's an important time on the Hebrew calendar. And it's important right now, and it's going to be important 4 weeks from now. See, there's a process that still needs to take place. We have another week of Elul where God is building the house, right? And this is in accordance with Haggai 1 and 2. And then we begin to start to see the Feast of Trumpets. Blow that trumpet in Zion. It's going to happen. Declare a holy fast, right? And that's going to happen. The Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. That would also be the day that many say that because it's the coronation of the king and it's the birth of Adam and Eve, that would be the day that if there is a day and hour we could know and understand at all, that Jesus would return on the Feast of Trumpets. Come on, just sound the shofar. This is a time where we enter into 10 days of awe until the Day of Atonement on Wednesday, October 1st, to Thursday, October 2nd. Then we go 5 days later and we enter into Tabernacles, the 6th through the 13th. It's a very, very special time. So with these 3 weeks, we are humbling ourselves. We're saying, God, deal with my house. Lord, help me give you the offering that you want. What do we offer up to him? We offer up to him Jesus. Hands of grace, nailed in grace. He is the one that is fastened to the wood that we might present a good offering unto the Lord. Now, God actually calls us to bring him offerings during this time. Jesus, yes, but because of Jesus, we want to honor God in every way. And in accordance with Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17, the Lord says, 3 times a year, you're going to come before me and bring me an offering. When are those times? The Feast of Passover or Unleavened Bread, which happens in the April, March, April timeframe. And then we have the Feast of Pentecost or Weeks or Shavuot, it's called. That happens around June, May, June. And then we have this one here. We have the Feast of Tabernacles, October 6th through the 13th. And so God's having a party, and he's asking us to come and bring him a gift. What gift are you going to bring the Lord? Now, I know this is heavy stuff. I've given you a lot of dates. I've given you a lot of things. But listen, God is setting you up. He's saying, listen, I have given you grace enough to position you for the Hebrew year of 5786. I am calling you to take dominion. And this will be the year that you take dominion. This will be the year that you rise to the mountain that I've called you and that you learn to dominate from this place. And you first begin with your voice and with confidence. And so it's a time where we must honor the Lord. We must come up to the mountain and bring an offering, just like he asked Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. He said, Abraham, come up to the mountain and bring me an offering. Bring wood, bring fire. And what did he do? Abraham brought wood, fire, and he brought Isaac. He brought the promised child. Now listen, this is very important. There's some promises that you and God have talked about. God has made them to you. And this is a time where we bring those promises to the Lord and we lift them up to him and we submit. And we ask the Lord to make the changes that need to be made within us. And we present to him the promises. Come on, there's some promises that have yet to be fulfilled. But in them is great hope and a great future for you. And I know the enemy's coming against your promises because this is the time that he does that. He's coming against the promises that God has made over your life. But the Lord said, come up and see this place of promotion. So we must rest and we must hang on to that. And then God says, and bring me an offering. And so when we obey him and we come up to that mountain and we bring the wood and we bring the offering, what's he going to do? He's going to fulfill us with more than enough, just like he did with Isaac. Abraham thought he was going to have to give up Isaac. And what happened? God supplied the offering. He supplied the sacrifice. It was a ram. So listen, when you come up to that mountain and you come up with your promises, this is a prophetic word for you. What God is going to do is he's going to put in your hand the offering that you need to return to him. All right? As you're ready to give it all to Him, give every promise to Him, what He's going to do is He's going to put in your hands exactly the offering that He wants. And from that point forward, you're going to march into the destiny that God has for you. I know it. Come on, I can feel it. And listen, there's been some warfare in the air, and there usually is during the month of Elul. Why is that? Why is warfare there? Warfare is in Elul because God is working on the house. He's working on the temple. So He has to reveal. The enemy reveals, right? And God allows it, but the enemy reveals where there's open doors, where there's things that aren't right, and we have to put them in order. And so what is it that you have to get in order in your soul? What do you have to get in order in your marriage, your finances, your children? What's out of order and what needs to get in order? What do you need to submit unto the Lord that He can give you what is necessary to hand back to Him to begin to see the fulfillment of the promises that He's given you? Come on, that's what offerings are all about, right? And so Abraham received the ram. He then gave the ram to the Lord, and he was able to keep the promise. What was the promise? The promise was Isaac. So when God puts something in your hand, then you give that sacrifice unto Him, and He will let you keep the promises, and the promises will be fulfilled, and they will come to pass. I'm talking to somebody right now. See, God is saying to you, listen, you need to give this thing up, right? You need to give it up. So it's like a test. Go and hand it over to the Lord. And if it's truly yours, guess what? It's still going to remain, because God's going to supply an offering instead unto Him. And then you're going to be able to see the fulfillment of the promise. Read Genesis chapter 22 if you want to learn more about that, because this is that kind of month that we're in here, that this Elul and into Tishri time. A lot of testing and warfare that reveals the open doors. Now let's get ready for our offering. So I want you to start to ask the Lord, what is it, Lord, that I can give you as an offering? What would be a blessing to you? From Deuteronomy chapter 16. What is it, Lord, that you're going to put in my hands that I'm going to turn right around and give to you? Because the word says that we're to give Him an offering during the Feast of Tabernacles, which is in proportion to that which we have received. So everything you own, everything you have, is because God gave it to you. In an instant, it can go away. So He wants you to understand that He is your provider. He is your source. He is your soul in every way. He's your soul provider. And He provides for you, protects you, and He accepts you. And He loves you so very much that He sent His precious Son to make a way so that Jesus could turn the clock back and redeem all things and properly position us back into the Garden of Eden. And now we can dominate, subdue, multiply, increase, do the things that God has called us to do in that place of peace. No matter what your eyes are telling you, no matter what wars you see or rumors of wars or difficulties that you're facing, as you look ahead or as you see that, I want you to remember that Jesus redeemed all things, and there is a new eternal order of Melchizedek, and Jesus is calling you to step up to the plate, to rise up, and to be one who moves into the promises that God has for you. Now, I'm getting ready to pray for you, because I know this has been a heavy teaching, but it has been a necessary one. We're a week away from September 22nd. We're going to have another solar eclipse is going to be coming up. There's going to be some things that are revelatory that tell us the Feast of Trumpets is here. Do your homework. Read Joel chapter 2. Read Genesis chapter 22. Read Haggai chapter 1 and 2. Get in the Word and properly position yourself, because God is strengthening your house, and He's about to put an offering in your hand that He's going to ask you for that will solidify the promise. Come on, that's the prophetic word. He's going to give you an offering. You're going to give it to Him, but it's going to solidify the promise, because you got the promise when you were promoted, right? I told you the first couple of weeks of August was promotion. God was going to take you up so that you could see where it was that He was taking you. Great things are ahead. Remember, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. God has great plans for you. Now listen, if you want to walk with me through this process and learn more about the season to sow, as I'm talking to you about the season to sow, it's all right here in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You could start off The head of the year, 5786, the first day of Tishri, if you grab a hold of this resource. You can go to my website at candacesmithman.com. If you're outside the United States, get it on Amazon. Go to your local bookseller. They've got a bunch there as well, all right? This is, book's doing very well. On the lists, the best-selling list. So it's a great resource. I'm going to give you a prophetic revelation every day, and you can come into the new year with me. While you're fasting and praying during the 10 days of Av, this will be something that opens your eyes so you can get ready for the promise that God has before you. And I, like I said, I share with you about sowing. So I teach you why the sowing is important during these seasons. So this is an excellent resource. I also want to invite you to come join my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. The next one is Monday, October 20th at 2 p.m. I am taking people on a journey to learn how to have a mindset for kingdom wealth. Come on, some of you are listening right now and you're going, you know what, Candace, I am tired of my poverty thinking. I'm tired of my business, my ministry, not going to the levels that God is calling it to. Listen, sign up for my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. It's a great way for me to carry you through. It'll be for 5 months because we've just had one class, which you get the recording for that. 5 more months, and I get to coach you into a mindset that is going to bring forth the blessings from heaven. The gold is the Lord's, the silver is the Lord's, but he reveals to us how he releases that in the mighty name of Jesus. He's bringing you into a big place, and you need a big mindset for that. I also want to encourage you to join my free Ascend classes. They're on the same day, Monday, October 20th. The date changes every month, 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. Just click the link below. Come on with me for about an hour and a half, and I'm going to teach you and train you on some principles from the Hebrew calendar, but also how to live in the realms of the ascension, how to position yourself for ascension living. It's an exciting class. We have lots of people that come online, lots of leaders from all over the world, so it's a great way to connect with others. It's a good community. So we've got the free class and we have the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. There's a small cost for that, but you go to my website at candacesmithman.com and come and join us. Listen, we even have a WhatsApp group and we're able to connect with each other in there. It's a great way to advance in this brand new head of the year. God has awesome things for you. All right, and we've also got our Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute. Maybe one of the promises upon your life is that you're going to be a teacher of the word, or you're going to be counseling people or coaching people or helping them through their problems, that you're going to be a people helper. We want to help you do that at Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute. And so we have our soul transformation class. It's a 6-week course. It's really going to help you build your soul during this time. And then get you ready for the promises. But then we also have our credentialing courses, which are going to position you to be a people helper. We really believe that the material changes you, and then as you're changed, you carry an impartation to help bless others. So if you hear in this voice God calling you to join Dream Mentors, come on board with us. And you can be a ministry affiliate as well. There's a lot of blessings with that. You can be a part of our network and our community. So I'm hoping that you consider all of these things. Remember, this month, God says, consider your ways, come up to the mountain, bring wood, that I might build my house, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified. Why? What God takes pleasure in, he fills with his glory. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. All right, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for my friend watching today. And Lord, I thank you that though they're going through difficult times, they're going through struggles, Lord, things seem overwhelming because you're working on our souls, Father. I just ask, Lord, for your grace, your hands of grace, nailed in grace, would open up a door for greater heights of faith. May their faith increase. May their faith advance. May their faith take them to the next levels of being able to see the promise and hold on to it. Lord, I thank you that you love them so much. You're healing them. You're healing their families. You're healing their businesses and ministries. You're properly positioning them for mighty influence and domination in 5786 and rulership from the seven mountains, whichever mountain that they've been called. I thank you, Father, that you are positioning us in the new eternal order of Melchizedek. It's an exciting time. All right, be blessed. Share this with a friend, and I look forward to seeing you next week for the Weekly Word.